Look, it's Stuart Lee. Yes, gentle applause for our friend Stuart Lee. How are you doing, Stuart?
Great, thanks for having us.
Well, I love having you in. We discussed... What? Stop. What?
Well, it sounded a bit like the headmaster, and, like I'd done something wrong. I love having you in, but we've been looking at your report, and Phil, you're not really putting in the time, are you? And,
look at your house points. You've only got one house point. That's Everybody else has got 13.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We always start talking comedy away when you come in, but...
I don't know how interesting it is to the audience at home sometimes.
We were talking just now. We were saying, what's your comedy all about, Stuart? Sometimes I think you're a spoof of a comedian.
Yeah.
And then I think you're a comedian. And then I think you're a social commentator. And then I think you might be a journalist.
Well, it surprises me that I look on the internet at all the websites of people that hate me. Some of them hate me.
You don't want to be looking at those.
Some of them hate me.
It must take you forever.
Some of them hate me because they think that I'm a social commentator.
Yes.
Some of them hate me because they think I'm a rubbish normal comedian. Some of them hate me because they think I'm a comedian who thinks he's clever by making fun of normal rubbish comedians. So all those things that you've said are true simultaneously.
But
hopefully.
What about the people who you look at the internet, you find the people who love you? What do they think of you as?
Well, they like the fact that it is all those things, I think. They like the fact that I can sort of move between something quite silly to something quite serious. And I can do a joke in its own right, but also I can do a joke that kind of has a relationship between making fun of the idea of a joke. So it's sort of all those things. I think that it's also known as jack of all trades, master of none.
Well, also, no offence, but you've been around for years, haven't you?
I know, yeah.
Stuff?
2020. Well, I've been doing stand-up gigs since 1988, and I've been a professional comic since the end of 1990 now.
I like the way that you pick a subject or a person. We're not going to mention any names, but I did see you do a routine about somebody recently on television, and you just keep going with it until you've completely exhausted it.
Completely run it into the ground,
they call it. But the fact that you do that is funny in itself, and that, in a sense, is the joke.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I know the bit you're talking about. That's when I do 40 minutes on one person on a live show they've just been showing on one of the cable channels. And I think the point is you kind of get to a point about 15 minutes in where people go, he's not still talking about this, is he? And then about 25 minutes in, it comes back round to being funny again. The awkward bit is the bit between 15 minutes and 25. Well, you know, they have to lock the doors to keep them in. But I do like that. Although, weirdly, the last tour show was just two routines, really, that were about three quarters of an hour each. And the telly show, I tried to write blocks of half hours that were about particular things. But I'm running in the new live show at the moment. I've noticed it's much more shorter and bitty, and I think maybe it's a reaction against that.
Yeah.
I might have got to the end of that now.
And the new show is Flickwork 2011?
Well, that's its work in progress version, yeah. Flickwork is German for a piecework or a partwork or a patchwork.
Really?
So I thought if I called it that with a German title, it would sound like it was a piece of art rather than just something that's not... Not really finished, you know. But I think I'm going to call it Carpet Remnant Warehouse when it's finished. But I don't know. I'm not quite sure why.
It would have to be a bank holiday show, though.
It would have to be a bank holiday show.
You might have to have a sale on.
Well, I may have to do a sponsorship deal with them, which I think would be good.
Let's have a little listen to Stuart in action here.
I'll give you another example of an absolute sort of bulletproof piece of observational comedy I've thought about. It's like, what receipts? What are they all about, right? What's the... The five most terrifying words in the English language. Would you like a receipt? Why? Proof of purchase, sir. I don't need it. I've got the thing here. I know I've bought it.
That's an example, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what I was doing there, right, was I was trying to sort of write in the style of Michael McIntyre.
I know.
And I kind of thought, what does he do? He sees things, and then he goes and says something about them. And I tried to sort of think, what would it be like to do that, right, as a kind of experiment? And what I did in that little bit is I did kind of three of those in different ways, two of which were plausible. The last observation was that if you see a fish tank in the dentist, there's always a small statue of Napoleon at the bottom of it, which there isn't. I don't know if you've noticed that. Have you ever noticed there isn't always a small statue? But if you do two that are plausible, by the time you get to the third one, people are going, there is always a Napoleon in the fish tank, isn't there? That's a bit that is funny. Well, I'm sure people don't think it is, but there are people laughing. But then it's also got a critical relationship with the idea of stand-up as well. And I think I can see why people get annoyed by me.
No, you'd say, well, toilets, what are they all about?
Yeah.
So you'd think of something that we all do and then find all the things around
it. I just sort of tried to see if you could do it, but then I also feel like this, I feel it must be quite exhausting to be Michael McIntyre, because you'll be seeing things all the time and thinking
does he ever switch off
that? Also, what would be even worse would be to be Tim Vine, Jeremy Vine's brother, the comedian, who is the master of one-liners and puns, right? And once I said to him, if you see an object, do you automatically think of something that has a similar name? You can, like, and he sort of went, well, yes, really. And then he must be absolutely exhausting. Whereas I see a person, I think, I wonder if I could just talk about them for 45 minutes. It's a lot less.
It works. I mean, it all works, though, doesn't it, really? Yeah. Let's have a listen to one more bit and then we'll say ta-ta because he's a busy boy.
So I'm going to do a song. I'm going to do it in about 25 minutes' time. And I'm going to hang on to the guitar until then. And the reason I'm doing that is because the stuff in this show, it's all a bit loose and improvised. It's not very good, basically. But I've been watching the musical Comedy Acts, and I've noticed that audiences are a lot more forgiving of poor material if it's performed by someone with a guitar or a piano.
I don't really think that.
Stuart will be appearing at the Edinburgh Fringe this summer with the show Flickwork 2011, a work in progress at Stand One. And then we've got the Hop Farm Festival in Kent, previously mentioned. And then we've got Soho Theatre in London, 18th to the 24th of July.
Yeah, that's sort of filled up now, but you can get tickets for the November proper opening of the show.
Okay. Yeah. Falkirk Comedy Festival, August 1st, then 3rd to the 14th, the Stand One, Edinburgh, already previously mentioned. And October 1st, Lyric Theatre in Hammersmith. Stuart Lee, everybody, thanks a lot.
Oh, by the way, the new DVD, Stuart Lee's Comedy Vehicle Series 2, is out now. That's the new DVD, everyone. Thank you.